Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Kutina. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Marty Kutina. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins bunts towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Tasby moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Causey goes all the way around to score. Del Greco moves to third. It's Senators, 1, Athletics, 1. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Codina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Codina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zipfel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Green and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops it up and throws to first, with Codina covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodling is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby who is chasing the ball. Pignatano reaches third base with a triple. Lump goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pignatano scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-1 in the game. Rakow hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive towards the mound. Rakow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-1 in the game. Cottier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cudina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cudina is 0-1 in the game. Cudina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Cottier for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser bunts towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Hankins moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-2 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Cudina fields it and throws to first for the out. Hankins moves to third. Hauser moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hankins scores. Hauser moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-2 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Keogh reaches third base with a triple. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-2 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Zipfel reaches second base with a double. Keogh scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pignatano for a passed ball. Zipfel moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zipfel scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jerry Staley now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Tasby moves to second. It's Senators, 4, Athletics, 4. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Green moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Marty Cudina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cudina is 0-for-2 in the game. Cudina hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zipfel hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cudina fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Green and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's Senators, 5, Athletics, 5. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 5. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tasby strikes out. There goes Hinton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Green is walked intentionally. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Senators. Dale Long pinch hits for Marty Cotina. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Green moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Green moves to third. Long moves to second. It's 7-5, Senators. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. There goes Long trying to get to home. Del Greco throws the ball into Pignatano, who tags Long, who's trying to score from second, for the out. O'Connell moves to second. It's 8-5, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim King now playing left field. Billy Klaus now playing third base. Danny O'Connell now playing second base. Dave Sisler now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Senators. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Athletics 6. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zipfel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevens. Zipfel reaches second base with a double. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevens. King reaches second base with a double. Zipfel scores. It's 9-6, Senators. Norm Baz now pitching. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Tasbai takes first base on ball 4. King moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. King tags and scores. One out. It's 10-6, Senators. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Tasbai moves to second. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hauser moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.